Tuesday, beautiful souls, wherever you are on this phenomenal planet, it is time for Shift Your Thinking Tuesdays, where we transform our inner experience to a phenomenal outer experience. But 13 minutes of our time, of our day, we do it together. Oh, hello, hello, lovies. Shout out. Say hi, say hello, drop a comment in the box. Make sure you tag someone and create a watch party. Let someone know we are doing personal development and transformation. Yes, I am supposed to come on, right? In my mind, what I've scheduled to come on every Tuesday at 8:10 Pacific time. That's 11:10 Eastern. However, the platform that I use actually had an update, so I had to go through that update to get reconnected to Facebook. And let me do this. Let me see. Something is different with my camera. Let's see if I do that. It's like cutting my head off. I don't want my head cut off. All right. Okay. So we are continuing our series of Shift Your Thinking from Dean Del Sesto's 200 Ways to Improve Your Life. And you guessed it, there are 200 ways here in this book, which means we will have 200 completed episodes by the time we finish the Shift Your Thinking series, which means what episode are we on today? We are on episode 85. 85. Yo, we're doing it. We are doing it. I'm going to hold a soundtrack and I bring it back. I will bring that back as we conclude. All right, I'm going to make this. This is going to be really nice because it's going to be short, sweet, powerful. Let me just throw in captions here. That way, those who are viewing on the YouTube playlist know that we are on episode 85. And I'm calling this one, Get It Done. Get It Done. I'm a little too comfortable with that phrase. For those of you who are new to me, I am Lisa Porto, super agent. I am host of Ready Set Real Estate, founder of Real Estate 100 Youth Foundation, creator of the Shift Your Thinking series, author of the Real Estate 100 series, and author of much more books, international speaker, public educator, and a whole ball of fun, I think. If you're not having fun, then why are you doing any of this? What you doing? What are you doing if you're not having fun? Also, what else? I am a licensed California real estate professional. And yes, I actively sell real estate. For those of you who may be wondering, I do actively sell real estate. And that's, you know, the basis of my platform is to share my knowledge, my experience, bring that to you, your tribe, and wherever you are on this beautiful planet. As I open up the show, I definitely can refer you to someone in our network, okay? So shout out to Set in the West documentary. I think I know who that is. You know, when y'all come in with your names, I normally don't know. So I'm calling this one Get It Done. If that's Wolfgang, Set in the West, tune in Wednesday, okay? This should shift your thinking though, but tune in on Wednesday for the Ready, Set, Real Estate show, doing a special segment on that. Okay, cool. He's like, yep, it's Wolfgang. Hey, Aubrey's, Brother Charles, welcome. Welcome to Shift Your Thinking. Get it done. All right, y'all, I play too much. I am continuing in the section. If you have this book, I'm following on where it is called, Does Attitude Motivate Us to Work or Does Work Motivate Our Attitude? Does attitude motivate us to work or does work motivate our attitude? I'm thinking when I get up in the morning, am I motivated? I'm motivated. I'm motivated to work. My work does motivate me, for me, especially when I rolled out of bed, it's cold. You can tell I'm cold, y'all. My office is cold. I'm freezing, okay? Normally, you know, I'm going to now have to get the Ready Set Real Estate scarves. I do have the hoodies. I now need to get the jacket because normally I have my shirt. You know, I got my shirt underneath here. I always product placement all the time. But today it's cold. It's cold, y'all. Shoot. Wherever you are on this planet, it's cold. California, I know. We get to like 50 degrees and we're like, oh my gosh. But do know, we're not making this stuff up. For the first time, it snowed in California, LA to Malibu, Pasadena since 1962. So we're not making it up. It has been cold. All right, I'll continue. The author says, I was going to start a pessimist club, but I didn't think it would work. He says, then I was going to start an optimist club, but I felt it was too good to be true. He says, this proves it's not always the attitude that gets the work done. It's the work that gets the work done, which is why I'm calling this segment, get it done. Get it done. Be happy about it. Get it done. You're mad about it. Get it done. You're crying about it. Get it done. So I've been there. I continue to be there. You know, you go through this as an entrepreneur. I love that meme that says, you know, we're like this. We have troughs, peaks, and valleys. Absolutely. When you are on this path to financial freedom, get it done. The author says Napoleon hated himself. He loathed the way he looked and struggled with self-esteem. That key phrase, self-esteem, that key word, self-esteem. Hey, 24K Levi. There's someone with no name. That's interesting. He's got like an icon. Y'all just real slick up in here. That self-esteem, he says, and yet accomplished much in his lifetime. In short, no pun intended, he was considered one of the greatest military commanders of all time. Countless individuals who have made notable differences in the world did so by moving ahead with their vision for their life. Should we build there? He used Napoleon Hill as an example about someone who was the greatest. I can think about so many people that had the vision of themselves being great before they actually were great. Because here's really how this works. All you need is two people to believe and it be in agreement for it to be considered truth. Me doing this show on the World Wide Web gives me access to countless amount of people. I'm just gonna show you a technique. Show you a technique real quick. That's why film is so powerful. Music is so powerful. These are frequencies. All you need is one other person. Shout out to Hugh Williams. I think Hugh Williams' father, and he said this truth to me, and I'm borrowing that because I thought about this and it resonated. And I said, yo, that's accurate. All you need is one more person to believe something, and now it's considered truth. That thing that Napoleon Hill, he's talking about Napoleon Bonaparte, right? I'm talking about now Napoleon Hill, when he writes his book, there's so many right now, I can't think, there's so many that he's known for. Someone drop a book for Napoleon Hill, that way I can finish that thought. But Napoleon Hill actually gives this, talks about, the 17 principles of success. Success principles, I know, is one of them. And he talks about mastermind, this concept of mastermind when you bring two people together. That is how you can activate that. Think and Grow Rich, thank you. Does he talk about that in Think and Grow? The concept of mastermind, I think it's in the success principles. So all you need is one more person to believe it and now it becomes truth. So why am I bringing this up right now as we are discussing vision and stepping into your greatness? Muhammad Ali, I'm having a Muhammad Ali effect. Laws of success, thank you. See, yo, the community in here is awesome. Like, I'm like, yo, shout out a book title. See, because we're here. This is amazing. I love this. I love this. Laws of Success is the book I'm referring to when he talks about that principle of masterminding. All you need is one more person to believe it, and now it becomes truth. It becomes your truth. You now have someone in agreement. For those people who study biblical principles, they say the same thing, where more than one is present, there I am, is what God is saying. Where more than one is present, there I am. You are the I am. You are the co-creator, God, divinity. All right, yo. I'm active today because I am having that same effect. That same effect. Like Muhammad Ali, he says, I am the great. I am the greatest. I am the greatest. I am the greatest. And then an entire world pushed that same energy into manifestation. And that not only is frequency vibration, that is motivation that's being interjected into the attitude of getting it done. Get it done. All right. I'll bring it back. I'm coming back. Bring it back to the book. So funny. I'm very comfortable with this phrase in my business. In my business, I just need you to get it done. Why? Because we get keys and commissions. Get it done. All right. Continuing along. He says, by ignoring liability-riddled attitudes. Ooh, liability-riddled. Someone please drop that in the comments. Hey, King Haji, welcome to Shift Your Thinking. Liability-riddled. By ignoring liability-riddled attitudes, they stepped into their destiny somewhat blind. Not necessarily blind. You may not know the how, but you do know the what. And that's how visualization, manifestation, LOA, all these universal laws. These are universal laws, y'all. Stop letting people tell you something different. These are universal laws. This is how this works. You're not somewhat blind. You may not be clear, and that's not your responsibility. It is not your responsibility to know the how. That's what's so profound about this. Your responsibility is to know the what. What does the mind's eye see? Because what the mind's eye can see is what it can achieve, which is why this is proven over and over. And I don't mean to be yelling at you. I'm so hype. I'm passionate. Which is why over and over, people with disabilities have proven that they can accomplish anything that the mind's eye can see. We have seen this in people with real disabilities. And it could be disabilities of any of the senses. However, with the full activation of the mind's eye, they are accomplishing greatness. Good morning, Antoine. Landscape Larry's in the building. Shout out to my Facebook fam. Who needs this reminder? Who needs this reminder? This right now is a reminder, and we are being accountability partners to this, because if you're connected with me, you're definitely practicing LOA, manifestation, visualization, and the law of magnetism. The law of magnetism is the most important one. These are universal laws and principles. Because this, if you're connected with me, since you're connected with me, because you're connected with me, we're connected. Since you're connected with me, like minds, like frequency. Which means today's episode is all about being nicely, this is a sweet, loving reminder to activate those principles that you are already studying. You don't need to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. No, we are multidimensional, that we go A to Z and we can collapse the wave. I think this segment is an advanced class. This is an advanced class. Yeah, this is an advanced class. Rightfully so. We are in episode 85. What you thought we were going to be operating at the same level when we first started episode one, when we first started this? Literally, I can fold this book in half. I'm almost halfway. But we do know I will get halfway when I'm at 100 because we got 200 total episodes. All right, I'm hype. Y'all hype? Let me wrap this up because I know we have stuff to do. I've got stuff to do. Liability riddled. That was a good one. I'm telling you, this author's a rapper. Are you a rapper? Are you a rapper in your own life? Are you an artist? Napoleon Hill said director, producer, actor. Hey, Reese. Rizio Jones. I think I said that right. Rizio Jones 78 joined. All right. He says, but I'll read that again. By ignoring liability riddled attitudes, they step into their destiny somewhat blind, but enough foresight to know what was on the other side of a commitment that disregarded feelings and ignored the idea that starting a vision required the perfect attitude. Guess what? Nothing, it doesn't need to be perfect. That whole perfectly imperfect. You know, people say, oh, love me with all my flaws and, you know, all that other stuff. No, you're perfect already. You are divinity. You came here to learn some stuff called lessons. You came here to turn those experiences into purpose. And you came here to fulfill your destiny. It's not complicated. I love the way that sounded, by the way, so I'm going to go back and listen to it. I'm going to timestamp that probably at 15 minutes. I don't have a clock, so I can't tell. Oh, man. Let me say this. 2019, it's great, great year to be a millionaire. Great year to be a millionaire. I say that all the time. I say that every morning. Money's a currency. And if you are rocking with some of those very progressive and leaders of the universal laws and principles, you will know that in activating your fullest potential, that currency gives you the ability to do that, gives you the ability to level up in your business, in your purpose, in your destiny, in your mission, in the amount of people that you touch and collaborate with. The impact that you have does come through that currency. Two types of currencies, by the way. Two types of currencies. That's your spiritual currency and that's your monetary currency. It's still vibration. It's still the same thing. But I'm going to break it out to two separate things for those people who are not privy or maybe hearing this for the first time. Because there are things that I have activated in my life. I have touched places in this world from a wild idea concept. I had a vision. Really, and I actually took that need, what everyone else was putting out into the universe. It doesn't fall into the abyss, although I think The Abyss was a profound movie. And when you get to the end, you'll see actually how profound it is. It's not falling into the abyss. What you are speaking and planting into the universe is being planted into the universe, albeit it is for you to capture that idea and act on it and move on it, or for someone else to do it. You know how many times I run into people that say to me, Lisa, I had that same idea. Teaching kids real estate, I had that same idea. What distinguishes me from everyone else is that I acted on it. I'm witnessing something in the real estate industry that I have not been happy with. I've not been content with. So I did something about it and rebranded myself as Super Agent. You know how many people said, man, that's a brilliant concept. I had that same idea. I see it too. I agree with you. You know, I had that same idea. What distinguishes me from someone else? And notice I'm purposely not using the word difference. I'm saying distinguish. Distinguish. What distinguishes me from everyone else is that I acted on it. You too shall act on it today. You know that's already, I'm getting to the CTA. All right, he says the proof is in. Self-esteem or the right attitude is not needed to execute on a vision. Go figure. Go figure. Hey, inspire the world. What happened? Did you lose me on the Facebook Live? Or you prefer to be on the IG? He says the proof is in. This is so profound. Listen to this. Self-esteem or the right attitude is not needed to execute on a vision. It's just an asset to it. Go figure. Attitude is an asset. Get it done. Y'all, can you tell I'm very comfortable with that? I'm very comfortable with that phrase. I use it a lot in business. He says, the author says, as one who has a high regard for our thought life, it pains me to say that attitude is overrated, but when it comes to work, it is. He says, if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how they felt, quote, and end quote, for every time he had a dollar for when someone said how they felt, was the reason they didn't get busy and get things done, he said, I'd be rich. Wouldn't you be rich too every time you checked on someone and said, why didn't you do it? Oh, I was feeling this. Oh, I felt this. They said, I thought. He's saying it has nothing to do. That's what I call the spirit of business and that wild idea concept. That wild idea, what you're seeking to manifest, if it's the dollar amount that you're visualizing, because again, you don't need to know the how. I'm dropping some real gems here because really, this is being sold and I'm actually repackaging and I sell this in another format. But I feel like today I'm inspired that I need you to get this. It is a complete myth and misconception. This is such a misconception that you need to know the how. Everyone says, you know why they tell you to focus on steps to get to the what? Is because it concentrates your mind to focus on the what. Because we're, as human beings, we're easily distracted. You know how I've collapsed the wave time and time again. In my courses, in the Spirit of Business course that we're launching right now, registration is open, by the way, spiritofbusinesscourse.com. I show you proof of how I've done that. And when I first started doing that with zero money, when I first started at this decades ago with actually a negative in my bank account, collapsing the wave over and over, not focusing on the what, on the how, but focusing on the what. What is my mind's eye vision? Because then the universe is conspiring. Can you put in the comments conspiring? The universe is conspiring. You ever want somebody, you talk about conspiracy or conspiring, somebody conspiring against me, right? People say, oh, they're working against me. You ever have the universe work for you? Let that marinate. The universe is conspiring for you to give it to you. I need you to get this. I need you to get this because it's a great year to be a millionaire. I need you to get this. It's a great year to be a multimillionaire. It's a great year. That's my vibration frequency. If you're connecting with me and that's not what you desire, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. This is the judgment-free zone here. Safe space. All right, let's wrap this up. He says, there's a trap. We must be aware of that the attitudes that would drive us to success should appear out of nowhere prior to starting the work. Apparently, the attitude is supposed to fall out of the sky and fall into you in order for you to start moving. BS. I'm going to keep this PG because my son watches the show with me. Keep it clean. But you know I wanted to say something else. BS. Nowhere does it say attitude that you need that. You need attitude required first in order to start the work. How many people are using that on your resume? Great attitude. No, what do you say? Diligent worker, disciplined worker, committed worker. Those are action words. That you are doing the work, you will get it done. You don't say have a great attitude. Some of you like to say team player. As much as I love being a team player, a lot of it requires to get it done. Self. Someone quoted something to me the other day. Gosh, was it Bruce or Evan? I've been connecting with some builders these last couple of days. And he said, you'll be waiting forever if you're waiting on people. Get it done. This is for you to get it done. He says, lost in that paradigm on thinking the attitude is going to be downloaded from the heavens in order for you to start the work. Lost in that paradigm, he says, we abandon the reality that a healthy attitude might just come after we start moving. Go figure. Go figure. You start feeling motivated. When you start seeing progress, you go, oh my gosh, let me tell you something right now. I'm working on a conference, my first conference, where my goal conference, I can already envision people, breakout session speakers, the whole shebang. Am I uncomfortable about it? Absolutely, yes. I've never done a conference before, but I have a desire and a need to do a conference. I see a need for this particular conference, very unique conference. When I made the phone call yesterday and I called the Carson Community Center here in this in our town to find out how much it would cost to book the exhibit hall and four breakout rooms. And he told me exhibit hall for the 2 days is $3,900 and the four breakout rooms at $40 to $60 per hour and you want it from all day, it would be another $4,000. So I said, great, a good $8,000, $7,900, right? So I rounded up. I said, I'm going to round it up, $8,000 for a 2-day conference. I said, what's my deposit? He said, $500. What's my cancellation terms? He said, 120 days in writing if you are going to cancel the event in order to get your money back. Now, I started uncomfortable, but I didn't get caught up and stuck there because why? The vision is conference. Property owners EDU conference is coming. It's already done. It's already done because I've already spoken. Breakout sessions were phenomenal. We got the testimonials, the video content. It already happened. Let me show you how this works. Things happen two times. First in the mind's eye, that's in the spiritual world, and then it manifests into the material. Because I already had a phenomenal conference, property owners EDU was off the chain. We are already at planning the second annual conference. Guess what? My attitude about getting it done has me fired up. Because now I'm no longer like, oh, you know, the what ifs. I'm like, here's the list of the radio stations. I'm calling them up. How much is it to advertise the event? I'm getting it done. I've got my list of vendors, my list of sponsors, my list of affiliates, my list of speakers, my list of program breakout sessions. Get it done, Lisa. Why? Because the need is greater than anything that I am perceiving to be scared, nervous, uncomfortable about. Is this resonating with anyone? Do you see how that works? Get it done. Get it done. Get it done. My IG just ended. I'm going to restart it just so we can finish this out. But that did tell me I'm going longer than usual. It's all right. It's still recording. It does replay on a radio podcast everywhere. Make sure you get connected. I think this was such a powerful episode. This resonates with me. I get to mark this date, February 26th, on this date. is when I already had the conference. I already had it. It was phenomenal. It was awesome. All right. He says, there's a concept. I've always believed that the lasting motivation to do anything comes 5 to 10% in the process. I just shared that with you. Hey, Jerry Burton, thanks for logging in. He says, and rarely before, which makes starting something that much more appealing, not to mention more attainable. So go figure. Isn't that a novel idea that your attitude actually comes once you start working, once you start moving? It comes in the action, and then the healthy attitude is comprised of the work that you have put in. Get it done. All right, y'all. I know I went past my time today. I know I did. I feel like I covered on so many things. So many things were covered today. So many universal laws, so many principles. Hey, Gary, so many principles. This one was powerful. Make sure you're listening to, you're subscribed. Hold on. Make sure if you have a YouTube account, please subscribe to the show. LA Super Agent, I've got 4 running shows right now. Okay. Subscribe to which one resonates with you. Shift Your Thinking comes on Tuesdays. Ready, Set, Real Estate is featured on Wednesdays. I am now going to be doing a special live taping of the show in a studio on Saturday. Yo, looks like I'm growing. Once a month on Saturdays. And then on Sundays, I have the Spirit of Business mini course with Rabe. Make sure you're connected. Make sure you're connected. If you prefer to be on the radio podcast, Mobile University on the go. We do have access to over 5 million car dashboards nationwide. I say internationally, thanks to the development of app and technology. We are available on radio podcasts everywhere, including Spotify, iTunes, Breaker, Stitcher, Overcast, Google Play, Google Podcasts. We're everywhere. Type in LA Super Agent. Make sure you stay connected. Thank you. If you have found any value in the show, make sure you drop a comment, provide your feedback to support the show. We also welcome, since we talk about money today and we always talk about the currency, feel free to donate. What I do goes to support Real Estate 100 Youth Foundation, where we seek and teach to and empower youth ages 11 to 17 with real estate terms and concepts and careers as an alternate pathway to success. I keep this very simple, y'all. I'm very clear with what my motives are with you at every time. Why? Because I'm a woman that acts out of intention every time. I don't have time for the games. I'm a mother. I run a business. I have goals. I don't have time for the games. I'm very intentional, as should you. All right. That is my time. I love you. I love you. I love you. If you have not heard it today, have a powerful and productive week. I will see you next week on episode 86 on Shift Your Thinking.